about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God to begin with in the book of Psalms, Psalm 19, beginning at verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows His handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There's no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them He has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. Its rising is from one end of heaven, and its circuit to the other end, and there's nothing hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. All of Psalm 19. Father, thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for the fact that your word points us to you in so, so many wonderful ways. Your word points us to your beautiful and powerful and mighty creation, which you made, which is a reflection of your glory. Thank you for how that your word points us to you, empowers us to become more like you, equips us to be well-equipped kingdom warriors to step out on the battlefield of life, more and more empowers us to be faithful hearers and doers of your word. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray, amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Mark Ost is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Lord God, I thank you for your great love for us, and for allowing us to know you through your word and through your Holy Spirit. I thank you for your incredible grace, for your son, for his life, and for making a way for us to be found righteous and an opportunity to come and spend eternity with you in heaven. God, it's overwhelming when you think about the reality of what you have done for us, even just by creating us, but you've gone well beyond by telling us about yourself and by giving us an opportunity to spend eternity with you. I thank you, Lord God, and I praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mark. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. You know, on a pretty regular basis here on the Hour of Intercession, we're encouraging you to start the habit of reading at least 3 chapters in your Bible every day. Let me share with you why that's such an important theme for us. In my just about 50 years as a pastor, one of the saddest things I think I've seen is that so many believers love Jesus, they seek to follow the Lord, but they've never been taught and trained to be a student of Scripture. And when a believer doesn't read the Word of God every day, they don't know what they're missing. There's so much grace and power and blessing and encouragement that flows into our hearts, our minds, our lives as we put the Word of God, plant the Word of God in our hearts and minds every single day. So my encouragement is, if you don't have the habit already, today is a great day to start that habit. As we often do, we're going to share one or two discipleship articles to encourage you in your walk with the Lord. This first one is entitled, The Blessed Habit of Reading God's Word Every Day. Again, the title, The Blessed Habit of Reading God's Word Every Day. We live in a busy world. We're all, quote unquote, running every day. We have lots to do. We have full schedules. We each have a set of priorities. We each choose to do what we want to do each day. In the busyness of life, why should we read God's Word daily? Why is it important to make it a priority to open God's Word and spend time reading it every day? And why is it important to read a significant portion rather than only a scripture or two a day? Allow me to explain. The Word of God is food for our spirit. Some believers don't seem to realize that they really do need to feed their spirit for the same reason, very similarly to the way they need to feed their physical bodies every day. There are too many believers who are spiritually anemic, weak, unreliable, and easily defeated spiritually. Too many believers nibble on the Word of God when they need to be eating good, wholesome meals and nourishing meals of God's Word every single day. It appears that many believers seem to live a fasted lifestyle when it comes to God's Word, yet when it comes to the Word of God, you should never fast. Every believer needs a daily diet of the Word of God. Reading three chapters in the Bible every day is a good basic diet to begin with. When we read the Word of God every day, we grow closer to God. We grow in our knowledge and understanding of Him, and we're empowered in the things of God. As we read and meditate on God's Word, the Word and the Holy Spirit together are working on us, on our minds, our hearts, our lives. They're molding and shaping us to become more and more like our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As we spend time reading God's Word, the Word, quote unquote, programs us to think and walk and act more and more like Christ. Also, we're washed anew by the cleansing power of God's Word. See Ephesians chapter 5. As we read, we're nourished in the things of God, and we grow in the grace and knowledge of God. See 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. Take time to pray and ask God to help you begin the discipline of reading God's Word every single day. Once you begin, it will be one of the most productive habits or disciplines in your whole life. Psalm 119, verse 105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." Allow me to share 11 excellent reasons you should read God's Word every day. Number one, it tells you how to be genuinely saved and how to grow in your faith. See John 3:16, Psalm 119, verse 105, Romans 12, 1 and 2, and Philippians 4, 6 and 7. Number two, a second reason to read the Word daily. It gives you clear guidance and direction for much of your life. See Psalm 119, verse 105. Number three, it empowers your prayer life. See Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Number six, it helps you to maintain your mental health according to Dr. Paul Meyer. See Proverbs chapter 4. Number seven, it increases God's anointing in every area of your life. See 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 5. Number eight, it increases your wisdom in every area of life. See Proverbs chapters 1 through 4. Number nine, it enhances your intellect and your personality. It literally can increase your IQ. See 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 5. A tenth reason to read the Word daily, it pours grace, joy, and peace into your spirit, your mind, and your life. See 2 Corinthians 1, 2. 1 Timothy 1, 2, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 2, Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. And then an 11th reason as to why we are wise to read the Word daily. In direct statement or in principle, God's Word gives you guidance and or direction about every issue or topic in life. See Psalm 119, verse 105. Here are seven ways we're wise to put the Word of God to work in our lives every single day. Seven ways to use His powerful Word. Number one, read it. Number two, hear it. Number three, believe it. Number four, speak it. Number five, obey it. Number six, pray it. And number seven, meditate on it. Again, the title of the article, The Blessed Habit of Reading God's Word Every Single Day. And so again, if you'd like to get a copy, simply email us at joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Then an additional article. This one is entitled Kingdom Grandparents. Again, Kingdom Grandparents. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 1 through 9. Now, this is the commandment, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God has commanded me to teach you, that you might do them in the land where you're going over to possess it, so that you and your son and your grandson might fear the Lord your God to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. O Israel, you should listen and be careful to do it, that it may be well with you and that you may multiply greatly, just as the Lord, the God of your fathers, has promised you in a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. These words which I am commanding you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your sons and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand and they shall be as frontlets on your forehead. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Again, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 1 to 9. Then Proverbs chapter 17, verse 6. Grandchildren are the crown of old men, and the glory of sons is their father. Again, Proverbs 17, 6. Grandchildren are typically one of the great joys of the life of any grandparent. Grandparents often thoroughly enjoy even small amounts of time talking to, interacting with, and having fun with their grandchildren. Simply seeing them, watching them play, and listening to them share their hearts is often a very fulfilling pastime for many a grandfather or grandmother. Yet one very important goal that almost every Christian grandparent is very much wanting to see happen with every single grandchild is this: a desire to see that all their grandchildren come to know Christ and be saved. One way for any Christian grandparent to genuinely influence their grandchildren for today and for eternity is this: be what I would call a kingdom grandparent. Well, just what is a kingdom grandparent? A kingdom grandparent is one who's seeking first the kingdom of God for each of their grandchildren. In other words, a grandparent who is seeking with the Holy Spirit, with Holy Spirit wisdom, to affect the lives of their grandchildren for now and for all eternity. The following are some goals that I believe a kingdom grandparent would be wise to pursue for his or her grandchildren. Number one, pray daily for each grandchild by name. I would suggest that you get a prayer notebook specifically for the purpose of writing the name of each grandchild and writing prayer concerns for each one of them. Pray for their salvation for each of them. Pray that God will send someone into their lives who can effectively reach them with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Pray for them to become diligent students of the Word of God. Pray that they will read the Word of God every day. Pray for each one of them to become a real prayer warrior. Pray that the Lord will bring into their lives strong Christian friends who will encourage them in their Christian faith. Pray that the Lord will help them steer away from persons who would be bad influences in their lives. Then next, call them at least every other week and ask how you can pray for them. Write their prayer request down and diligently pray for those matters. Then ask them to read scripture for you over the phone and send them a cash incentive or other reward for reading for you. One goal behind this is for them to become really motivated to read the Word of God. Another goal, give them gifts that are seeds that point them to the Lord. Give gifts like a Bible, a Truth for Youth New Testament, maybe Christian novels, etc. These are simply a few ideas for a grandparent to consider. Keep in mind that being deliberate about doing these kinds of things is very important. They typically don't happen by accident. We want to help each of our grandchildren spend all eternity with us and with the Lord Jesus Christ. Clearly, we know that they are each more than worth these few sacrifices we might make on their behalf. Again, the title of that article, Kingdom Grandparents. If you'd like to get copies, simply email us at joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get them to you. We'll be right back.
Oh, I will try.
Music from Planet Shakers with Only Way, a reminder that Jesus Christ is the only way to eternal life and the only way to receive eternal salvation. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We do appreciate you listening in. I just finished sharing a couple articles, as we often do. These are articles that are discipleship articles that we encourage you to email us to get copies of, to use as tools for your own walk with the Lord, but also tools to help disciple your family, but also tools whereby you're able to forward them, to share them with fellow church members, fellow co-workers on the job, saved and unsaved individuals as well. And let me just emphasize this. One might think, well, would unsaved people even be interested? Well, keep in mind, never underestimate what the Holy Spirit may do in a given situation. Yes, every article can potentially be a seed that can lead to the salvation of anyone you forward the articles to. And remember this, a lot of discipleship can happen online. So using your email to forward discipleship tools like these is a very wise thing to do. And let me mention, too, the first article that we shared is entitled The Blessed Habit of Reading God's Word Every Single Day. Didn't mention specifically, it does have a salvation prayer at the very end of the article. I'm going to take time to go through that. And keep in mind, if you're listening now and you don't know Jesus, you can pray it with me and give your life to Jesus Christ right now. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I recognize that I've sinned and done wrong in many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for the wrong things I've done. I do believe that you died on the cross to pay for my sins. And I do believe that 3 days later you rose from the dead so that I could be saved. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for loving me so much that you were willing to do these things for me. Right now, I fully recommit my all to you. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, the title of that first article is, The Blessed Habit of Reading God's Word Every Day. Again, The Blessed Habit of Reading God's Word Every Day. And the second article is entitled Kingdom Grandparents. If you'd like to get copies, again, email us at joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We pick up now reading through the Word of God in the book of Psalms, Psalm 86, beginning at verse 1. Bow down your ear, O Lord, hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my life, for I am holy. You are my God. Save your servant who trusts in you. Be merciful to me, O Lord, for I cry to you all day long. Rejoice the soul of your servant. For to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. For you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive and abundant in mercy to all those who call upon you. Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer and attend to the voice of my supplications. In the day of trouble, I will call upon you, for you will answer me. Among the gods, there is none like you, O Lord. Nor are there any words like your works. Nor are there any works like your works. All nations whom you have made shall come and worship before you, O Lord, and shall glorify your name. For you are great and do wondrous things. You alone are God. Teach me your way, O Lord. I will walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. I will praise you, O Lord, my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify your name forevermore. For great is your mercy toward me, and you have delivered my soul from the depths of Sheol. O God, the proud have risen against me, and a mob of violent men have sought my life, and you have not set, Going back to verse 14 again. O God, the proud have risen against me, and a mob of violent men have sought my life, and have not set you before them. But you, O Lord, are a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in mercy and truth. O, turn to me and have mercy on me. Give your strength to your servant and save the son of your maidservant. Show me a sign for good, that those who hate me may see it and be ashamed, because you, Lord, have helped me and comforted me. Psalm 87. His foundation is in the holy mountains. The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of you, O city of God, Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to those who know me. Behold, O Philistia and Tyre, with Ethiopia, this one was born there. And of Zion it will be said, this one and that one were born in her. And the Most High and the Most High himself shall establish her. The Lord will record when he registers the peoples. This one was born there, Selah. Both the singers and the players on instruments say, all my springs are in you. Psalm 88. O Lord, God of my salvation, I have cried out day and night before you. Let my prayer come before you. Incline your ear to my cry. For my soul is full of troubles, and my life draws near to the grave. I am counted with those who go down to the pit. I am like a man who has no strength, adrift among the dead. Like the slain who lie in the grave, whom you remember no more, and who are cut off from your hand. You have laid me in the lowest pit, in darkness in the depths. Your wrath lies heavy upon me, and you have afflicted me with all your waves. Selah. You have put away my acquaintances far from me. You have made me an abomination to them. I am shut up and I cannot get out. My eye wastes away because of affliction. Lord, I have called daily upon you. I have stretched out my hands to you. Will you work wonders for the dead? Shall the dead arise and praise you? Selah. Shall your loving kindness be declared in the grave, or your faithfulness in the place of destruction? Shall your wonders be known in the dark, and your righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Lord, why do you cast off my soul? Why do you hide your face from me? I have been afflicted and ready to die from my youth. I suffer your terrors. I am distraught. Your fierce wrath has gone over me. Your terrors have cut me off. They came around me all day long like water. They engulfed me altogether. Loved one and friend, you have put far from me, and my acquaintances into darkness. Psalm 89. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known your faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness you shall establish in the very heavens. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn to my servant David, your seed I will establish forever, and build up your throne to all generations. Selah. And the heavens will praise your wonders, O Lord, your faithfulness also in the assembly of the saints. For who in the heavens can be compared to the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened to the Lord? God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be held in reverence by all those around him. O Lord God of hosts, who is mighty like you, O Lord? Your faithfulness also surrounds you. You rule the raging of the sea. When its waves rise, you still them. You have broken Rahab in pieces as one who is slain. You have scattered your enemies with your mighty arm. The heavens are yours, the earth also is yours. The world and all its fullness, you have founded them. The north and the south, you have created them. Tabor and Hermon rejoice in your name. You have a mighty arm. Strong is your hand and high is your right hand. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Mercy and truth go before your face. Blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. They walk, O Lord, in the light of your countenance. In your name they rejoice all day long, and in your righteousness they are exalted. For you are the glory of their strength, and in your favor our horn is exalted. For our shield belongs to the Lord, and our King to the Holy One of Israel. Then you spoke in a vision to your Holy One, and said, I have given help to one who is mighty. I have exalted one chosen from the people. I have found my servant David. With my holy oil I have anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established. Also my arm shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not outwit him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. I will beat down his foes before his face and plague those who hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him. And in my name his horn shall be exalted. Also I will set his hand over the sea and his right hand over the rivers. He shall cry to me, You are my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Also I will make him my firstborn, the highest of the kings of the earth. My mercy I will keep for him forever, and my covenant shall stand firm with him. His seed also I will make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. If his sons forsake my law, and do not walk in my judgments, if they break my statutes and do not keep my commandments, then I will punish their transgression with the rod and their iniquity with stripes. Nevertheless, my loving kindness I will not utterly take from him, nor allow my faithfulness to fall. Nor allow my faithfulness to fail. My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips. Once I have sworn by my holiness, I will not lie to David. His seed shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me. It shall be established forever like the moon, even like the faithful witness in the sky. Selah. But you have cast off and abhorred. You have been furious with your anointed. You have renounced the covenant of your servant. You have profaned his crown by casting it to the ground. Verses 1 through 39, Psalm 89. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we're reading through the Word of God. We'll be back. the music of Elevation Worship with Oh Sing. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We continue now reading through the Word of God as we pick up in the New Testament, the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 12, beginning at verse 22. Then he said to his disciples, "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, nor about the body, what you will put on. Life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which have neither storehouse nor barn, and God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? If you then are not able to do the least, why are you anxious for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, and yet I say to you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothes the grass, which today is in the field, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And do not seek what you, and do not seek what you should eat or what you should drink or what, nor have an anxious mind. For all these things the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knows that you need these things. But seek the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you. Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell what you have and give alms. Provide yourselves money bags which do not grow old, a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches nor moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Let your waist be girded and your lamps burning, and you yourselves be like men who wait for their master, when he will return from the wedding, that when he comes and knocks, they may open to him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the master, when he comes, will find watching. Assuredly, I say to you, that he will gird himself and have them sit down to eat, and will come and serve them. And if he should come in the second watch or come in the third watch and find them so, blessed are those servants. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Then Peter said to him, "Lord, do you speak this parable only to us or to all people?" And the Lord said, "Who then is that faithful and wise steward whom his master will make ruler?" Going back to verse 42. And the Lord said, "Who then is that faithful and wise steward whom his master will make ruler over his household to give them their portion of food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes. Truly I say to you that he will make him ruler over all that he has. But if that servant says in his heart, 'My master is delaying his coming,' and begins to beat the male and female servants, and to eat and drink and be drunk, the master of that servant will come on a day when he is not looking for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in two and appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. And that servant who knew his master's will and did not prepare himself or do according to his will shall be beaten with many stripes. But he who did not know, yet committed things deserving of stripes, shall be beaten with few. For everyone to whom much is given, from him much will be required, and to whom much has been committed of him, they will ask the more. I came to send fire on the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. But I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how distressed I am till it is accomplished. Do you suppose that I came to give peace on earth? I tell you, not at all, but rather division. For from now on, five in one house will be divided, three against two and two against three. Father will be divided against son, and son against father, mother against daughter, and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Then he also said to the multitudes, whenever you see a cloud rising out of the west, immediately you say, a shower is coming, and so it is. And when you see the south wind blow, you say, there will be hot weather, and there is. Hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it that you do not discern this time? Yes, and why, even of yourselves, do you not judge what is right? When you go with your adversary to the magistrate, make every effort along with the way to settle with him, lest he drag you to the judge and the judge deliver you to the officer and the officer throw you into prison. I tell you, you shall not depart from there till you have paid the very last mite. Luke chapter 13. There were present at that season some who told him about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answered and said to them, do you suppose that these Galileans were worse sinners than all other Galileans because they suffered such things? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Or those 18 on whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them, do you think that they were worse sinners than all the other men who dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. He also spoke this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. Then he said to the keeper of his vineyard, look, for 3 years I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why does it use up the ground? But he answered and said to him, sir, let it alone this year also until I dig around it and fertilize it. And if it bears fruit, well, but if not, after that you can cut it down. Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bent over and could in no way raise herself up. But when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, woman, you are loosed from your infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Verses 1 through 13, Luke chapter 13. Father, thank you once again for the gift, the wonderful gift of your word, and thank you for the opportunity to read and meditate on your word each and every day. Father, do a perfect work in the heart of every listener. Stir every listener to become a much more diligent student of your word. Help us to grow an understanding of how important it is to fill our hearts and our minds with your word every single day. And help us to be very diligent about it for your glory. And Lord, as parents and grandparents, and we who have young children, Lord, help us to be diligent to have each of our children read the word aloud to us every day and thus be blessed as well by consuming your precious and powerful word. And Lord, help us to be careful and wise enough to understand that we're never to get so busy that we don't make time for your word. Thank you for the blessing, the privilege, and the honor of reading your word every day and spending that time one-on-one with you each and every day. And thank you for the power, the grace, the anointing, the joy that flows in our hearts and minds as we read that word each and every day as well. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession, and as we usually do before we end the broadcast, if you are listening today and you know you have never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you've never invited him to come into your heart to save you and make you brand new, today is a good day, a great day to be saved. Would you like to make that step? If so, would you from your heart pray this prayer with us right now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much. You came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. You said in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Help me to read your word daily. Help me to pray daily. Help me to follow you daily. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed and gave your life to Christ, we're wanting to be in touch with you once again. My email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We'd like to share with you, email to you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord. Please get in touch. Again, that email, joseph@afr.net. Again, the titles of the two articles that we shared earlier, if you'd like to get a copy, one or both of those as well. Again, Kingdom Grandparents is one, and then the other one, the other additional article, The Blessed Habit of Reading God's Word Every Day. Email us to get one or both copies. We'll be glad to share them with you. And again, share them far and wide as the Lord leads. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.